Cultural Marxism has created the society that we now live in. It's political correctness gone awry. What do we do about it? I'm Dr. Fred. You're listening to Study, Grow, Know.
Welcome to Study, Grow, Know, where we discuss theology, prophecy, and current political issues from a conservative biblical perspective. Here's your host, Dr. Fred DeRuvo.
Thank you for joining me once again. You're listening to Dr. Fred and another episode of Study, Grow, Know. Last time, if you were listening in, we were talking about some of the impact that cultural Marxism, otherwise known as political correctness, has and has had on society. And we've seen that, as I pointed out clearly, I believe, in an issue that's real important to Hollywood. While the medical profession got together and worked with Hollywood to reduce the times people lit up in movies and TV shows and things like that, because they said that it was due to all this smoking that kids were seeing in the movies and smoking products that at least half of them decided they wanted to go out and try it. So Hollywood worked with the medical profession and said, oh, okay, well, that's a good idea. Yeah, we want to be responsible, so we'll reduce the incidence of smoking, and they have. If you watch any TV show, anything, a movie or whatever, the incidents, the times that people light up is very rare compared to what it used to be. But as I also pointed out, with respect to New York State, for instance, and the fact that even though they passed a flurry of hastily put together laws that restrict people's guns and gun ownership, and et cetera, that's not going to apply to Hollywood. Because Hollywood brings in lots of money to the state of New York. So the problem is one of duplicity. If we see that on one hand, the medical profession argues successfully that all the smoking in movies and TV shows, etc., really affects young minds, but supposedly violence, sex, nudity, all those things doesn't, then we have to start questioning. And for the low information person, as I mentioned last time, they don't see a problem with that. For those of us who can think critically, we do. Now, what's really interesting here, to continue on with the point today, I've read of women's groups complaining to Hollywood producers about the constant portrayal of women as weak and submissive, or as simply portrayed as sex objects. So what happened? Hollywood responded by creating women's characters who could kick some real rear end. They can be as bad as their male counterparts. They can shoot just as well, fight just as well, the whole thing. But I thought stereotypes have no negative impact on viewers. I mean, if this same Hollywood is saying that the amount of guns and the amount of gun violence really has no appreciable difference, it makes no appreciable difference and no discernible impact on young viewers, well, then why did they bother to acquiesce to the medical profession, or in this case, to women's groups? In fact, it's also clear that gay and lesbian groups believe that to constantly have TV shows, movies, games, or even comic books in which gay and lesbian characters are absent is not a good thing for gays and lesbians, or for society at large, they argue. Gays and lesbians want to be seen as normal, so how can that happen if they're not even in these TV shows? By ensuring that gay and lesbian characters are increasingly portrayed in TV, movies, video games, and comic books as average normal people, well, obviously, the reality is that viewers are affected by what viewers see in so many productions coming out of Hollywood, for good or for bad. That's the reality. But with guns and violence, they tell us a different story. These productions do fix or even change our thinking, don't they? They really do. Please don't tell me that watching movies, TV shows, cartoons, video games, or reading comic books has no ability to affect the way people think and act. I don't believe it. I don't buy it. And neither should you. We are force-fed whatever Hollywood wants to ram down our throats. The media, even the news bureaus, and maybe especially the news bureaus, such as they are, do the dirty work of creating images that we take to heart. They present ways to think, don't they? they do their level best to override how we think with how they want us to think and how they want to portray things in society. You know what you could do? You could get rid of your cable. We just did that not long ago. We kept the internet because I have to use it for my work, but it allows me to pick and choose. It allows me to go to the places on the internet where there's alternative news sites, independent news sites that give me a better picture of what's happening in the world. I can research things better. It's certainly a lot more beneficial than sitting in front of the TV and listening to talking heads yell at you or yell at each other or talk over one another. It's not news anymore. There's nothing legitimate about it. They do their level best to give us an opinion. What's the point of advertising at all if the ads themselves have no effect on viewers? Smart advertisers pay big bucks for what is known as product placement in sitcoms, episodic dramas, movies, video games, and the rest. Why do they do that? They're wasting their money if advertising doesn't have any effect on people, and you can consider any form of media advertising. It's all advertising. It's all telling us how to live, how to think, what to think, how to talk, what to say. That's what it's telling us. And unfortunately, most people listen to it. Years ago, the good guy was the good guy. He rarely used his gun, but when he did, it was only to take down the obvious bad guy. Now, over the years, the terms good guy and bad guy have in some ways become interchangeable, synonymous. They're interchangeable depending upon the situation. We can have a good cop who goes rogue, but it's okay because he's still going after the bad guys, though he becomes judge, jury, and executioner, living above the law. Society has become pitiful due to political correctness. The complete loss of common sense should be a very real concern. People fail to see it. They fail to understand that they can't even make good decisions today because they are blinded by the inconsistencies created by their own politically correct thinking or societies. It's tragic, very tragic. The Apostle Paul said this, and I alluded to this last time. He says this about the end times in 2 Timothy 3:1-6. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. That's what Paul says. We are living in those times. Now, if you stop to seriously consider it, you see that a lot of those character traits Paul mentions are created by a person's own tendency to be completely self-serving. However, some of the things that are created due to an absolute loss of common sense and ability to think rationally exist. I mean, this is due to an overexposure to political thinking, cultural Marxism in our society. It is so absurd, yet it persists throughout society. It's the same type of thinking that causes people to believe that banning guns will create a safe society, in spite of the fact that banning guns will only have any effect on law-abiding citizens, both coming and going. There is no common sense in play here. It's all based on emotional tyranny, and most of it is from the people who fail to think rationally, the low-information persons. Now, the people who are out trying to pass the laws to eradicate guns are not necessarily low-information, but they are certainly catering to the low-information crowd. Whether it's Maxine Waters stating that sequestration will destroy 170 million jobs in America, and there are only 150 million jobs in the entire American workforce. Nancy Pelosi stating that we will lose 500 million jobs per month. Some poor 7-year-old kid receiving a suspension notice for crafting what appears to be a gun to some low information teacher. I mentioned that last time. Or something else entirely. The fact is that people are being dumbed down due to the cultural Marxism that has taken root in society, which translates to the way people think, the way people act, and what people say. It's completely unnatural. God created people as intelligent beings. Yet so much of what passes for intelligence these days is nothing more than stupidity as a result of politically correct thinking. And politically correct thinking is simply something that's based on emotional virtue. There's no absolute truth in it. This type of thinking makes little to no sense at all, yet it's treated as informed, intelligent, and wise. It's none of those things. It's garbage. And it caters to the drivel spouted by those on the left who are doing everything they can to resist God and his sovereignty. Their continued resistance is fully futile. There's absolutely nothing more tragic than watching an entire society turn into low information people, and they do so by choice with open arms. You know, I'm not a genius, folks. There are tons of people that are much smarter than I am. Yet I can see what's happening. And it's not just in America, but throughout the world, globally, in society. What are we left with then? Again, we defer to the Apostle Paul, who could not have said it better when he so eloquently stated in Romans 1, verse 22, the following words: professing themselves wise, they became fools. That's probably the most tragic part of the whole thing. The teacher who got angry at the 7-year-old boy for cutting out a gun-shaped object out of his Pop-Tart, and anyone else who was held hostage by politically correct subterfuge, actually believes that they are wise and intelligent people. Unfortunately, in the end, they are anything but that. You know, the only thing we can do is pray that God is going to open their eyes, if for no other reason than that they will realize their spiritual need for him and his salvation. If he does not open their eyes, folks, they're never going to see the salvation message clearly, nor will they ever be able to receive it for themselves. God wants that for them. Are they willing to see the truth about themselves in order to receive the only salvation that can actually save them? Oh, there's a lot of offers out there today, isn't there? This religion, that mode of thinking, that philosophy, all of it leads to God. No, it can't. Only one is true, and Christ knocked everything else off the table. All we can do is educate and pray that God will open their eyes. Political correctness has been with us for a long time. It really has. It is by design the umbrella under which society ensures that people, especially people of color, are not offended by people who are not people of color. Political correctness has been one of the predominant tools that has helped create cultural Marxism throughout America. It has given cultural Marxism wings. Now, as I mentioned before, cultural Marxism endeavors to produce a society that is free of traditional, specifically biblical values, and replacing those with something else entirely, something that is usually the polar opposite. And it does so mainly by directing its assault against reason, encouraging the use of emotions to make decisions. We're going to stop there for today. That's our show. But I'm so grateful you joined me, and I pray that you'll be with me again next time. We're going to continue about how emotion uses our intellect, I guess, to make decisions. Well, until then, may God open your eyes to show you how truly blessed you are.
You've been listening to Study, Grow, Know with Dr. Fred DeRuvo. Please join us each week for new broadcasts that deal with theology, prophecy, and political issues from a biblical, conservative perspective.